podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100 and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the Donny Review system, Diogo. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. Today, before we jump in, we'd love to, if you'd leave a review on iTunes and or wherever you listen to podcasts. Those five stars do really help. We'd also like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine on the market. I'll get it out. Not only are they innovative, unbelievable how shooting machines have changed. You know, I remember when they used to have those long metal racks coming from the court. But how they've innovated, how they've put the trainers right in front of you, it's unbelievable. So go over and check it out. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. There's nothing else on the market like it. Nowhere else are you going to get the bat phone to the person running it. No, you know, yes, they might do quarterly or monthly or weekly calls, but they're not on your beck and call. If you have a question, if you have an email, trust me, I will get back to you. I will respond. I will get on a call with you that day. So come over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Let's head off to the podcast.
Today we're going to talk about, if I look up here, if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm looking at my notes a little bit. So today we're going to talk about, you know, how do you enhance your program? How do you contribute and make it better in some way? And that's something we ask our players just about every day. How are you enhancing our program? How are you making our program better, a little bit better every day? And I think that's something you have to ask them on a regular basis, because you're either contributing to the program or you're contaminating the program. And there's no middle ground between those two. And it's hard. It's hard for the kids that aren't playing. It's hard for the kids that are. You know, if you're not contributing, if you're not enhancing the program, you know, you're an energy taker. If you're just sitting there and not saying anything, if you're watching the person get assaulted on the subway, which happened recently, you're an energy taker. You're not an energy giver. You're not stepping in and you're not making the place better as a whole. So you're either giving energy or you're taking energy. And if you're not doing anything, we consider that an energy taker. So let's say you're on the sidelines and you're hurt. You should be involved. You should be taking notes. You should be doing all of those kind of things. I see this just about every day in my classroom, where the kids are sitting there, but they're not engaged. They're not involved. And to be honest with you, that takes the energy. As I've gotten older, only want to be around people that are energy givers and not energy takers. Life is too short at this point. So if you're watching practice, you're contaminating that environment and you're not involved. You should be, no matter if you're in a drill or not in a drill, whether you're hurt or not hurt, whether you're in the classroom, you need to be engaged in that specific working environment. So we always say to our players and to our entire program that we want you to be focused. We want you to be locked in what we're talking. We don't want you to be doodling. We don't want you to be wandering. We don't want you to be going in a drink, because that is taking energy from our gym. And, you know, we always talk about the clap. We always talk about how, you know, you think about this, and I do this in my classroom. I'll just all of a sudden just start clapping and you can feel the energy level going up. Because I'm at that point, I'm an energy giver. I'm trying to get them moving into the right direction. I'm trying to get them moving forward in what specifically is happening within the school and within the classroom, within the gym, whatever we're specifically talking about at that point. So And that goes back to, you know, we all saw the video this summer of the kid that ended up getting a scholarship. And, you know, it was after an AAU tournament and he went and was picking up water bottles and cleaning up. We always talk about we want to be givers. We want to leave the world better. Hopefully, all of you that are listening, we're going to leave the world in a better place. But we also want to leave the environment. We want to leave our locker room. We want to leave the visiting locker room. We want to leave all of those things in a better place than when we found them. And that is one of the cultural things. That's one of the things that we do within our program that we consistently talk about. We want to make it a better place for everyone. And it's a great thing. It's a great life lesson that I talk to them about. You know, maybe I'm going to Aunt Sally's cabin. I'm going to clean that. It's going to be cleaner when I leave Aunt Sally's cabin than when I get there. I want to leave places that we go. I want to leave the world. I want to leave everything better than we found it. And that's similar to our program. We talk to them about this all the time. We want you to leave the program in a better place than you found it. We want to be more successful. We want to be better in the community. We want to do everything that's going to make our program better than when you entered. So hopefully got some golden nuggets here that you can share with your players. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.